things that he has done, for all the things that he's getting ready to do. For God is truly a great God. Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. God, we just want to just thank you, oh God. Thank you for all that you are going to do. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives right now. God, we just appreciate you for who you are. God, we coming before you, God, asking you to have thine own way on this morning. Oh, precious Father, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you would touch the hearts of your people on this morning. Lord, give them a word of encouragement. Give them a word of healing and deliverance, God. Let them know that, God, that you never left them and that you have never forsaken them. God, for you are the true and living God. And in you, we can do all things. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Thank you for keeping us from danger seen and from dangers unseen. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, that still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. You've been so good to us. Better than we have been to ourselves. And God, in the name of Jesus, have thine own way. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. On this morning, I just want to encourage you, the body of believers, and the ones who have accepted the Lord and Savior as their personal Savior. If you have your Bibles, open them to the book of Galatians 6 and 9. And it reads as follows. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And it says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Galatians 6 and 9 encourages us to continue to do good, even when it becomes difficult or tiring. Now may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And I just want to leave with you this morning is to trust the process just like you trust Jesus. Trust the process just like you trust Jesus. And I want to give you some more scriptures. I want you to write down Genesis, the 50th chapter and the 20th verse. And it reads, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. This statement made here brilliantly summarizes the difference between God allowing something and God deliberately causing something and God doing nothing in response to human needs. Even when human beings try to do evil against us, or even when they succeed, God is still able to use those efforts to accomplish a greater good. I'm just encouraging you on this morning, trust the process. Turn to the book of Jeremiah 29 and 11. This is a very familiar scripture. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. People of God, God is in control. He holds your future in his hands. And the last scripture that I want you to write down is Ephesians 3:20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. People of God, it is not just above, not just exceeding above. God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. When we ask and think according to what he has promised in his word, I want you to trust the process, just like you trust in Jesus. These four scriptures of encouragement, this is a very sure word for many of us. As God speaks loud and clear, he sends specific words to answer your prayers. And he'll give you confirmation, even give you a little glimpse of the future. So people, God, right now you may feel like, God, it's nothing happening for me. And you may feel like you are stuck in a rut. And you feel like you are not going the way you should go. I just want you to be encouraged. Trust the process, just like you trust in Jesus. So when God gives you a glimpse of your future, you will hold on in faith, because you know the Lord will come through. You know that he has never left you nor forsaken you. Amen. So with that being said, here is your word. Oh my God. Keep going. God is going to give you several reasons to say thank you. Keep going. God is going to give you several reasons to praise his name. Keep going. God is going to give you several reasons to know that he is with you. My God. By that, I mean, there is coming a moment where you look back from a place of great destitute to a place of great blessing and victories. And you will know that God got you there. You will know that God was with you all along. You will know that he was walking right by your side. You will see crystal clear now that he did it. Man didn't do it. Man cannot get the victory for this. He or she cannot get the props for this. Only God can do it. And in that place where the promises made become promises kept. Come on here, somebody. Whatever God promised you, he is going to keep his promise. But you got to trust the process. Two simple but heartfelt words will spill from your lips. Thank you. God, no matter what I'm feeling, thank you. God, I'm aching in my body. Thank you. God, I don't feel like getting up this morning. But I thank you. Lord, the bill is due. Don't know where the money is coming from, but I'm thanking you. And then, the very next moment will be just as miraculous in its own right. People of God, hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. Suddenly you realize the same God who helped you back then just helped you again. The same God who kept you and protected you all your life will surely never leave you now, which means more is to come. Which means he must be trusted, because he is faithful. Yes, our God is faithful, and he's true to his word, which means, he cannot lie. He got to do what he said. People of God, I want you to remember the best is yet to come, but you got to trust the process and hold on to his word. Yes, yes, now you're beginning to understand the purity and the power of the loyalty of the God that we serve. He's loyal to us, even when we are not loyal to him. Come on here, somebody. He's faithful to us, even when we're not even faithful to him. Even when we're walking in disobedience, God, hi, Maladioboshai, he forgives us. And we can start our first works right back over again. My God. My God. Thank you, God. And so first, continue to praise him. Continue to thank him. Then when the celebration starts, because you are already celebrating, because even though it hasn't came yet, praise him for the manifestation of it all. Oh, Jesus. You will come to the awareness that fear has lied, that doubt has lied, and what the enemy was speaking into your ear was a lie. The racing thoughts that goes through your mind, it has to stop. All the doubt can leave now. And the impatience, has to go too. Oh, come on here, somebody. You are frustrated. You are impatient because you don't see anything. But what you don't realize that God is working behind the scenes. Come on here, somebody. You got to trust the process. Because if God said it, oh, my God, he will surely do it. And in between, he's only preparing you and preparing the promise. Come on here. In between, he is preparing you to receive the blessing and preparing the promise. Oh, my God. It wasn't delay. It wasn't denial. It was simply the process. God is making and molding you to receive the ultimate promise. Oh, my God. I feel the presence of the Lord so strong. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel. Many times I heard people say they would throw in the towel and God, he would just toss the towel right back to him. You cannot throw in the towel. You can't give up. You got to trust the process. Just like you trust in Jesus. He's not finished yet. Let him do what he has to do in you. Allow him to finish what he has started. Oh my God. Allow the process to take place. Don't you stop that process, and don't you hinder it. My final words is, trust your process just like you trust in Jesus. Ooh, let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you the glory for the process because we know the process is making us and preparing us for the promises that you have already spoken over our lives. And God, we surrender everything to you on this morning. And we saying yes to the process, even though it may be hard. But fear does not lie in our mind, nor doubt. And we're going to praise you through the process. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. The phone number is 22.